And speaking of donuts still, do you have a name for a rectangular donut without a hole? Which is supposed to be called a Long John, but I never heard of it. How about a jelly donut?
Just a jelly donut.
Did you ever hear that called a Bismarck?
No.
Okay. How about a twisted donut?
A donut twist, I guess.
Right. What would you call a ring with a large stone?
I don't know.
Well, can you name any different kinds of rings? Or would you call a big stone anything? You might say, gee, look at that.
I'd just say stone.
Alright. Then what are different length shorts called? For instance, shorts that came just above the knee would be?
Walking shorts?
Or just below the knee. How about very short ones?
Short shorts.
Okay. Then what would you call clothes previously owned by somebody else? Maybe an older sister passed them down to you?
Hand-me-downs.
Suppose you went to a second-hand store and bought them.
Is secondhand?
Okay. Do you have a slang term for very fashionable or good-looking clothes?
No.
All right. Then what would you put clothes in to keep them in the winter, to store them? What would they be in if you'd sent them to the dry cleaners when they came back?
In a bag of, when they come back from in a plastic cover.
Okay. And what would you call the kind of bag you might take on an airplane with a suit in it?
No, I can't think.
I think I would call it a suit bag, actually, but I'm not sure. Can you name some different shoe styles?
Well, high heel shoes. tennis shoes.
Yeah.
As a kind, but.
Mm-hmm. And just around the house.
Low heel shoes. Low heel shoes. Slippers.
Mm-hmm.
Bedroom shoes.
Mm-hmm. The kinds that don't have a toe would be.
Sandals.
Yeah. What are some different hairstyles?
Well, wings. They're cutting wings. I don't know if you know what that is or not. Long hair, short hair.
Yeah.
Permanent.
What do a lot of blacks have?
Afro.
Okay. Now, there are some of the next part, and we are very near the end, is rather unpleasant names for people, and if you don't know, just say so. I asked you earlier if you associated the word queer with homosexual, and you said no. What would you call a male homosexual?
Gay.
Okay. What would you call a man who was not homosexual, but he just acted kind of girlish?
I don't know.
Most people say sissy. Would you use
that? I guess sissy. Yeah.
Okay. And what would you call a female homosexual?
A lesbian, I
guess. And what about a girl, maybe a little girl, who acted like a boy?
Tomboy.
Do you have a name for a sexually overactive male? Someone who indulges in it too much. Or a sexually overactive woman? Or a sexually indiscreet male, meaning somebody that sleeps around and talks about it all the time. Or a woman. Okay. Do you have a name for an ugly boy or man? Really ugly. You say, gee, he sure is.
A dog.
How about an ugly woman? She's a...
just a dog, I guess.
How about a very attractive boy or man? He's a real...
Everybody else says hunk, but I'll never say that.
Would you say anything?
No.